It is time now for this week's round of Adopt-A-Pet. Every week, we meet a different dog or cat who's looking for their forever home. I want to thank all of our participating animal rescue organizations, including Orange County Animal Services, Independent Animal Rescue, Cat Tails Cat Cafe, Paws Forever, Beautiful Together joining us as well, and the one who's joining us today, the Goat House Refuge. GoatHouseRefuge.org is their website. They're just outside of Pittsburgh. We've got Rich Kina here in the studio, along with Majestic, who he is. Has been exploring the studio for a while. Rick, thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you?
I am doing good. Tell us about Majestic.
Oh,
he is a fantastic cat.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Very talkative, too. Majestic, beautiful cat. Found as a stray, scanned for a microchip. He did have one, but unfortunately still lost his family and was entered into a municipal shelter. And the Goat House rescued him. And he came to the refuge in December of 2022.
So he's been around for a little while. He's a great cat with an amazing personality, though.
Very friendly, very talkative as well.
Yeah, yeah. Describe him. What does he look like? How old is he?
Oh, he's spotted. Black and white spotted cat.
Mostly white with black spots, I think I'd say.
Yeah, something like
about
that.
About half and half, yeah.
Yeah, he's still wandering around this place. I haven't seen him in a couple of minutes, so.
He's super friendly, though. Very talkative, very happy, tail up, like rubbing against my leg, getting pets.
Yes, yes, very friendly. Loves to have his head petted and things like that. Just all around, just a very friendly cat.
Yeah. How old is he, do we know?
We don't know at this point.
Several years. Like he's an adult, yeah, for sure.
Definitely a grown-up cat.
Yeah. How does he do with the other cats?
Very well. Mm-hmm. Gets along great with other cats. And would be a great family pet.
Yeah.
Just an absolutely great
pet. What might be a perfect home for him, do you think?
Anything, really. any place that would have him. This kind of cat is very friendly with everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're interested in adopting Majestic, please be sure to complete our online adoption application and plan your visit to meet him in person very soon. All the information that you need is on goathouserefuge.org, where you can click adopt.
Makes it easy.
It does.
Again, goathouserefuge.org is the website. Go there and find out more. We're also going to have photos of Majestic up on our website, chapelboro.com, in the town square section, and up on social media at WCHL Chapelboro. So you can, there he is, get more information about Majestic that way. Speaking with Rick Kina, who's here in the studio with us, talking about Majestic, who is this amazing cat. If you're at all interested in adopting or potentially adopting a cat, especially if you want someone who's maybe a little bit older, already housebroken and all of the kitten stuff out of the way, this would be a perfect cat for you. Does he have like a favorite toy or anything like that?
I'm not sure, although playing with the other cats is definitely a priority for him.
Okay, all right. He also seems to like, we've got a little plexiglass thing sitting on the floor from when we had a musician in, kind of rearranging the studio to fit them. But it provides the reflection, and Majestic like loves looking at his own reflection in this little mini mirror we've got here.
He does. He enjoys looking at himself, and as well as other cats.
Right, right. I've got two cats at home who just like will want nothing to do with their own reflection. They're just totally indifferent to it, and they look at it and they're like, "Eh, that's fine." They walk away. Mm. The least narcissistic cats ever.
Yes, yes, Narcissus would be proud of this cat.
What's going on at the Goat House Refuge that folks should know about?
Well, oh my gosh! Recently, they had a fall festival this past Saturday and Sunday,
nice,
and it was a huge success. The annual December open house is going to take place Saturday and Sunday, the first two weekends in December.
Okay.
That's what's going to be going on there.
Cool.
There aren't many places in today's world that offers ongoing, unconditional care to animals in need, but that's exactly what we provide at the Goat House Refuge. Kind of a cat sanctuary.
Yeah, it's a great place. It's a great place to just go down and visit, even if you're not in the market to adopt a cat. You can still go down and play with the cats and just be surrounded by them. It's a great, great space.
Oh, it's great therapy. Just so good.
How long have you been there?
I've been there for about 2 or 3 years.
How'd you get into it?
Siglinda Scarpa, the owner and operator, gave me a call and asked me if I would be so kind as to ferry one of their cats to a doctor's office.
Okay.
And I've been dealing with these kinds of things for some time now.
Love it. Again, goathouserefuge.org is the website. Majestic is our cat of the week. We're going to have photos of him up on our website, chapelboro.com, on social media at WCHL Chapelboro, of course, on the Goat House Refuge website. And you can go there, goathouserefuge.org, for information on meeting Majestic and maybe adopting him and finding that perfect home. He's a terrific cat, so let's get him a home as fast as possible.
Yes.
Speaking with Rick Keene, as we wrap up, anything else that folks need to know about Majestic or about the Goat House Refuge?
Well, these are some pretty important things. Please remember, adopt, don't shop, because there are so many cats that need homes. I know from personal firsthand experience, you should spay and neuter your pets as soon as they're eligible. And if you want any more information about Majestic, go to Goat House Refuge, adopting or sponsoring a cat. You can visit the website, goathouserefuge.org.
Again, goathouserefuge.org is the website. Go there, get more info. We'll have photos up of Majestic on our website, chapelboro.com, and on social media at WCHL Chapelboro. Rick, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Aaron. Have a great day.